Welcome to Something to Smile About, a show that focuses on current trends and advances in dentistry. Our guest today is Dr. Alan Moore, who's had a practice in Massapequa Park since 1986. Dr. Moore emphasizes cosmetic, restorative, and implant dentistry and has lectured extensively at local and national meetings on the topics of contemporary aesthetic dentistry, dental materials, and conservative restorative dentistry. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Dave, it's nice to see you again.
Alan, there's a phrase that you refer to a lot in your practice, and that's called smile makeover. Is there a certain age range, or does it apply to all patients?
In all honesty, we have patients as young as high school students who might have injured their teeth during a sporting incident, or actually some of my senior patients who have had their kids grow up, and now they're taking care of themselves and living better and going to the gym, and they want to enhance their appearances, so the ages vary.
Are these procedures invasive? They take a long time?
With the newer materials, there's less preparation or alteration of tooth structure. They're very conservative. As I said earlier, that we can actually do some of these cases in literally a week, sometimes in 2 weeks. There are some cases that go longer depending upon the needs of the patient, both their health of their teeth. But the end result is a beautiful, healthy smile that they're totally proud of.
Alan, what procedures are available to a patient that has, let's say, one or more missing teeth or a malpositioned tooth?
Well, with the malpositioned tooth, whether it be orthodontics or cosmetic dentistry via bonding or veneers, we can always correct that. But the world of implants has really taken over conservative treatment in the replacement of teeth. We can replace a missing tooth or teeth without touching adjacent teeth. We don't have to use the drill to prepare those teeth. We leave those teeth alone and just replace the one tooth or teeth that are missing.
So what would that look like?
You'll not only have a natural-looking set of teeth, you'll be able to smile, chew, and enjoy it for years to come.
And I think you also have a gallery on your website, right? It's Smile Creations, the number 4, the letter U.com.
As well as when a patient visits our office, they can see the results in our newly published book called Smile Creations for You.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Something to Smile About. With me today is Dr. Alan Moore. Let's switch gears for a moment and talk about technology. You have a state-of-the-art practice. What are some of the cool new toys that you have?
Well, over the past year, we were given an opportunity to purchase two wonderful machines, one which is able to detect decay without the use of an x-ray. It allows us to find early signs of decay on the biting surface of your teeth, which, if left undetected, by the time we can see it on an x-ray, it's usually a very deep cavity. It's a non-invasive laser that, again, allows us to find the early stages of decay and allow you to be treated in a very conservative manner.
And what's that called?
That's called the Diagnodent.
There was something I saw listed on your website. It's called the Spectra Caries Detector. What's that?
You know, Dave, cavities can hide along the fissure lines and inside the biting surface of your teeth. To make the cavity detecting process more comfortable and comprehensive, we use the Spectra Caries Detector, which is a revolutionary dental laser that can find the cavities in the earliest of stages. It's a handheld, non-invasive imaging product that detects both a tooth decay by measuring increased light-induced fluorescence. What does that all mean? It's basically we can see images that are displayed right in front of the patient, right in front of us, on a TV monitor. If you have a cavity, it shows up red. If the tooth is totally healthy, it'll be green. So it allows you as the patient to see exactly what we see.
Amazing. And, you know, speaking of light and imaging, you also have, or there are also advances in digital imaging. Tell me how that works.
Well, digital imaging has allowed us to show patients both what they look like currently and what we can transform them into. It's a process of where we take photographs of their smile, of their face, and then through a computer program, we enhance it, not like Photoshop. It's much more involved. But it kind of simulates what we can actually do for the final product.
So this is in a restorative situation.
Absolutely. When we do smile makeovers or any kind of cosmetic enhancement, sometimes, you know, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words. If we can show you what you're going to look like, it makes the decision of possibly doing these procedures a lot easier.
Sure.
You know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. It's almost a pretty exact science. We really do come very close to what these images look like.
That's so amazing. What do you have with lasers? I love lasers.
Well, the laser technology, besides obviously having it with the Spectra system, it's also in the Diagnodent, which is another cavity detecting device that we have. We have the Odyssey laser, which has allowed us to both remove excessive gum tissue during some cosmetic procedures, as well as sculpt gum tissue prior to bleaching. In other words, if you came in with very short teeth and wanted to lighten your teeth and have a really nice smile without getting involved with maybe porcelain veneers or other procedures, we can just cosmetically recontour the tissue with the laser, then bleach your teeth, and you can have a really beautiful smile. And it's a non-invasive procedure.
Non-invasive, but is there any discomfort associated with it?
The healing process is literally within 24 to 48 hours. There is no bleeding. There's no stitches. It actually is more uncomfortable to get a paper cut than to have a diode laser used.
That's fantastic. Speaking about healing and comfort, there's a product or process called Auraverse, and apparently it speeds up recovery time. How is that possible?
Auraverse is an amazing product. You know, once you're numb and you're feeling absolutely nothing and we're done with the dental procedure, whether it be a filling or a crown or using the diode laser, what we do is we give you another injection with the Auraverse. You don't feel it because the area is numb, and you can return to full sensation within 70% or 80% the time needed. So if it typically takes you, say, 3 hours to not be numb, within a matter of 45 minutes, that Novocaine is wearing off. The beauty of it, you go back to work, you can have lunch, you can eat breakfast, you don't feel the sensation of it. You're drooling maybe, and it's clinically proven, it's FDA approved, and it's been an amazing asset in the practice.
What about those patients that don't do well with needles, like me? do you offer any alternatives?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I took pride in while I was being trained in school was I realized the fear factor that's involved with patients coming to a dental office. And I took a lot of courses in pain management and the comfort aspect of coming to at least our office. So whether you're coming to see me or you're coming to see the hygienist, what Auracix is a new option in pain relief for patients who are going through, say, for example, a cleaning. It's, you know, it's a very time-consuming procedure. Some patients are uncomfortable with it. So in as little as 30 seconds, we can make you totally at ease because we're not using a needle. We're not giving you an injection. We're placing a gel just along the gum line and just slightly below the gum line. That's very fast to work. You feel absolutely nothing during the procedure. It's not a profound numbness like as if I gave you Novocaine. It's stronger than the actual topical Novocaine that we use before an injection. Most of our patients who have had visits with the hygienist have come out saying this is the most amazing cleaning I've had. So we highly recommend it.
It's great that it has so many diverse uses within the practice.
Yeah, and you know, just like the Auraverse, both Auracix and Auraverse, made by two different companies, they're all FDA approved and they're well established in their safety profile.
I just want to hold for a moment. Some of you listening may be joining us a little into this conversation. You're listening to Something to Smile About, and we have Dr. Alan Moore with us today. Now, some of the technology that you use in the practice are actually advancements of very old and existing technologies, such as x-rays. Mm-hmm. How has the x-ray evolved in recent years?
Well, as you know, there's now digital x-rays.
Right.
Digital x-rays offer an unparalleled benefit over traditional x-rays because they're convenient, they're safe for the environment, we're not using developing solutions anymore. They provide a great opportunity for patient education as we can show you on a TV screen exactly what your x-ray looks like, what the actual problem is, so we can explain your treatment right in front of you with the x-ray. It can be transferred and copied accurately, and I can email them to specialists. So if hypothetical, you need a procedure to be done by another colleague of mine, rather than him having to take another x-ray or making a copy of it, it just gets emailed. It's also safer. I mean, it's been said that between 80 and 90% less radiation with digital x-rays as compared to our traditional x-rays.
Are they as good? Are they as accurate?
They're as accurate in the very beginning. There's a learning curve, but it's just like being trained with anything else. Once you learn how to read a digital x-ray, it's no different than the traditional.
I like the fact that you can email it to a colleague and perhaps even get a second opinion before you begin a procedure. You know,
That's been a very big plus.
Communication.
Because in years past, I'd say, you may need to see a colleague of mine for a particular procedure, which means then making another appointment, which is more time out of your busy day. Now I may ask the patient to wait like 5 minutes, and one of my staff members will email the picture to a colleague, we'll get them on the phone, and I can get you a consultation without even leaving my own office.
That's a huge benefit, especially the time saving. You also perform teeth whitening. Which system are you presently using?
Well, we're presently using Zoom. Zoom represents the latest tooth whitening system. They have a breakthrough in their light technology combined with a very potent bleaching gel. And we are getting exceptional results with little to no post-op sensitivity.
Well, if I'm correct, all tooth whitening systems increase tooth sensitivity to some degree.
What we recommend is at least 2 weeks prior that you use Sensodyne toothpaste or some toothpaste for sensitivity. And we've found it to really make a big difference. The studies show that teeth can lighten an average of 8 shades in just an hour. And the results can last for years.
You're answering my questions before I can even answer them. I was going to say, with the Zoom system, how many treatments are required?
What's really nice about Zoom is it's one visit. It takes care of your upper and lower teeth. We're doing everything for you. You're basically watching TV or listening to music. It lasts for years, depending upon whether you're a coffee drinker or whether you're a smoker or you're drinking red wine or something that can stain your teeth. But we definitely get years and years of whiter teeth.
And how long does the actual process take?
The process is just about an hour from the time you sit in the chair.
Now I'm ready. Sign me up. Is that it on the technology front?
No, we've actually added the use of fiber optic mirrors to enhance the view of your mouth. This has made some of the lengthier procedures go much faster and make it much easier for our patients.
How about on the comfort side?
Comfort? You kidding me? We've just added to our chairs these built-in back massages, which makes it a lot more comfortable for our patients in longer procedures. It's almost spa-like.
If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Dave Goldberg. You're listening to Something to Smile About. Our guest today is Dr. Alan Moore, who has a dental practice in Massapequa Park. Alan, you've mentioned a couple of times the phrase smile design. What exactly does that mean?
Anytime a patient comes in for treatment that's going to require a cosmetic outcome, just like buying a house or building a house, I should say, you need an architect, you need blueprints, you need plans. What we do is, through a comprehensive exam, we design your smile, which is specific to you. It's not a cookie-cut procedure. And this blueprint allows us to give you the most rewarding smile you can end up with.
Well, that covers creating beautiful, bright smiles. You're involved in something called Give Back a Smile, and I'd love for you to tell our listeners what that's about.
The Give Back a Smile program is sponsored by the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. And what it is, it's for victims of domestic violence. They have to go through a protocol to be accepted as a patient. And then once accepted by the organization, we then are contacted to see if we're willing to treat these patients to see if they qualify with us. What does that mean? We have to see what kind of treatment we can do as a pro bono. They're not going to be charged for any of the procedures. Most recently, we had a woman who came in, was a victim of domestic violence. And between myself and one of my colleagues, we restored her entire mouth. She received approximately $30,000 of dentistry.
Wow.
At no charge. Yeah, when we first met her, she wouldn't hold conversations with us. She wouldn't really talk to us. She was very timid, very meek. And if you look at some of the pictures on our website of her with us socializing, I mean, she's now one of our closest patients.
What a great story.
Yeah, I mean, it totally, totally changed her. She came in not smiling, low self-esteem, and now she's actually thinking of going back to school to become a dental technician.
Maybe she'll even work in your practice one day.
You never know.
I read a letter in your office when I was visiting recently that talked about your work or your affiliation with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Very interesting, moving, poignant. Why don't you tell the listeners how that came about?
Well, what we've decided is, you know, there are so many charities that you can be involved in. And, you know, patients ask us if we want to, you know, donate to this one, to donate to that one. And I decided that Sloan Kettering, with all the patients we've seen over the last 25, 30 years, unfortunately, we've had people who have been affected by cancer. We decided to use Sloan Kettering as it seems to be the number one place that people go to when they're affected by a cancerous disease. So we typically give a check. We contribute financially to Sloan Kettering for research. And I found that that's my give back.
And your volunteer efforts aren't just centered around oral issues. You're also involved in breast cancer issues. What's your connection to that?
Well, once again, we've had patients who have been affected by breast cancer. I've had some family members and some very close friends of ours who have unfortunately had to deal with being treated for breast cancer. and it affects a lot of people on Long Island. So what we decided to do is both myself and my family and friends, we've participated in the walking, you know, strides against breast cancer over at Jones Beach by the boardwalk. And we decided to not just walk, but we donate money as well. The event honors the survivors of breast cancer. It remembers those who unfortunately didn't survive. And it raises money and awareness for research and for patient services and advocacy efforts. So I think it's another way of looking at